Colorado father found guilty in toddler's fentanyl death. A Colorado jury this week convicted a 33-year-old father of child abuse after his toddler daughter died from fentanyl poisoning. Colorado 17th Judicial District Attorney Brian Mason's office announced on January 23 the conviction of Alonzo Montoya following a two-week trial in Adams County District Court. The jury found Mr. Montoya guilty of child abuse resulting in death, two counts of child abuse by knowing exposure to controlled substance manufacturing, and child abuse resulting in no injury. He was also found guilty of a pattern of racketeering and conspiracy to commit a pattern of racketeering under the Colorado Organized Crime Control Act. On January 2, 2022, Mr. Montoya's 22-month-old daughter, Aviana Montoya, died in their Brighton home after ingesting 10 times the amount of fentanyl needed to kill an adult user, police said. According to the DA's office, Aviana was found unresponsive and not breathing in the afternoon of January 2. Paramedics responded and she was pronounced dead on scene. No one checked on her for 14 hours, the DA's office said. The Brighton Police Department and the North Metro Task Force conducted an investigation and found that Mr. Montoya was running a drug dealing operation out of his home. According to video surveillance, drugs were being sold and used before, during, and after Aviana's death. Police said on the night of Aviana's death, video footage showed the toddler playing on a bed in the master bedroom where individuals were using drugs. The toddler was placing objects in and around her mouth as she was teething, according to police. It is one of the most outrageous cases I have seen. My heart breaks for this little girl, who truly never had a chance. I am grateful to my team for seeing this case through, as well as the Brighton Police Department and North Metro Task Force for their thorough investigative work. I thank the jury for sitting through the difficult facts in this case and delivering a just verdict on behalf of Aviana, District Attorney Brian Mason said in a statement. In September 2022, a grand jury indicted Mr. Montoya on various charges, including first-degree murder, pattern of racketeering, conspiracy to commit a pattern of racketeering, child abuse resulting in death, child abuse involving exposure of controlled substance manufacturing activities, and child abuse in connection with another child of his. However, on December 11, 2022, a county judge dismissed the first-degree murder charge because there was no evidence supporting a finding of probable cause that the parents knowingly caused the death of their child. The case proceeded to trial even though the murder charge was dropped. On January 8, 2024, a jury heard testimony from police officers, members of the task force, doctors, and toxicology experts. Following a two-day deliberation, the jury found him guilty on all remaining charges. Mr. Montoya is set to be sentenced on April 4, while Aviana's mother, Nicole Danielle Casillas, faces the same charges and is set for a jury trial on March 11. Dangerous drug, fentanyl is a synthetic opioid painkiller that is 50 times more potent than heroin and 100 times more potent than morphine, according to the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. In 2022, the DEA seized over 50.6 million fentanyl-laced fake prescription pills and more than 10,000 pounds of fentanyl powder. DEA Administrator Ann Milgram said it was enough to kill every American. Most fentanyl in America is made in Mexican drug factories from Chinese chemicals, according to the DEA. Then, cartels ship it over the border. Jackson Elliott contributed to this report.